Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I saw this thing unfolding, and I still, for me, how did they get away with it? It's the story of the sheriff of Osceola County and now his wife has been arrested. So they went from lovebirds to jailbirds. The wife of a Florida County sheriff, Osceola County, accused of helping to run a massive gambling operation, joined her husband behind bars on Monday on similar charges. Homeland Security investigators arrested Robin Severance Lopez, the estranged wife of Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez, on state charges for conspiracy to commit racketeering. Lopez's arrest came just weeks after her husband was nabbed and slapped with felony racketeering charges because of his alleged role in this sprawling gambling operation in and around the home region of Walt Disney World. You know, you've got the Hard Rock, which is just down the road from there. I mean, literally minutes away, where it's all completely above board and all completely legal. And, you know, pretty decent place, I think. I've been there a couple times. And for them to have, like, this kind of local yokel thing going on, But it's not. It's not like some mom and pop operation. It can't be. They think this thing brought in $21.6 million in illicit proceeds. It involved apparently four other defendants, ran a lottery, slot machines, and a gambling house out of a business known as Fusion Social Club in tourist-heavy area of Kissimmee, Florida. The organization, took in more than $21 million. As law enforcement were held to a higher standard of integrity and character than other professions, that came from FDLE, Commissioner Mark Glass. This case revealed that Lopez violated the trust and integrity expected of him as a duly elected sheriff in Osceola County. It comes down to greed. Sheriffs, unlike deputies, are paid very, very well, and they're so. It's not like they got to pick up, you know, an extra shift, acting as a bouncer or something like that, or security. No, and I mean, what makes them? Well, nobody's perfect, but it is interesting. Like, how long do you think something like that's going to last? Because you need people to participate. And people have mouths, you know, like, how long do you think this operation is going to continue before somebody gets mouthy and someone says, really? Huh. That doesn't sound like that's a legal operation. Let's go check it out. And that's pretty much what happened. Very, very interesting. County Manager Don Fisher said in a statement that the county played no role in the investigation and the county officials were prepared to support the interim sheriff. In December, Lopez pleaded no contest to violating state records laws, agreed to pay a $250 fine for posting online an image of the body of 13-year-old Madeline Soto. And anyway, this whole thing to get that large and go at least long enough to get over $21 million before they get busted. But it is a Florida man, well, in this case, a Florida woman story.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.